Ways to Go Beyond and Why They Work by Rupert Sheldrake, Chapter 4, Episode 9, on Morphic Resonance and Collective Memories of Psychedelic Experiences. In my hypothesis of morphic resonance, I suggest that memory is inherent in nature and that all species have a kind of collective memory. If rats learn a new trick in London, rats of the same kind all over the world should be able to learn it quicker thereafter. There is already evidence from laboratory experiments that this occurs. Morphic resonance depends on similarity. The more similar a self-organizing system in the present to systems in the past, the stronger will be the resonance. From this point of view, when someone takes a psychedelic substance, say LSD, he or she will come into resonance with all those who have taken LSD before, because their brains, nerve cells, and neurotransmitter systems are affected in a similar way by the same drug. A present taker of LSD will potentially tune in to a collective memory of countless past takers of LSD and in turn contribute to this collective memory. The same goes for magic mushrooms, or DMT, or peyote, or iboga. If I take any of these substances, my brain will be affected in a characteristic way, and my experience will involve tuning in to people who have taken that substance before. Each of these drugs will have its own kind of collective memory, a pool of experience from people who have taken it before. When drugs have been taken in shamanic cultures, then the experience will be heavily charged with archetypal patterns from that culture. This hypothesis may help to explain the observations of the psychologist Claudio Naranjo, who gave ayahuasca to people living in urban settings in South America. Although these were middle-class people who knew nothing about tribal cultures, they had visions of jaguars and snakes, which are major features in the mythologies of the cultures that use this visionary brew traditionally. It seemed as if they were tapping into a kind of drug-specific memory. Similar effects occurred with magic mushrooms in the 1950s. Albert Hofmann was asked to identify the active principles in a sample of psychoactive mushrooms from Mexico, and took some himself. "Whether my eyes were closed or open," he said, "I saw only Mexican motifs and colours." When the doctor supervising the experiment bent over to me to check my blood pressure, he was transformed into an Aztec priest, and I would not have been astonished if he had drawn an obsidian knife. Hofmann knew the mushrooms were from Mexico, which could have influenced his experiences, but he found that others who ate the mushrooms without knowing where they came from would often see ancient Mexican art images. In principle, the morphic resonance hypothesis is experimentally testable. As Sasha Shulgin pointed out, when he made a new drug and took it for the first time, a new experience came into being that no human had ever done before. When his tasting panel took it, a consensus began to emerge about its effects. I suggest that this consensus reality could be influenced experimentally to find out whether this would affect people who took it subsequently. For example, there could be six possible settings in which the first group of people could take the drug: an English-style garden, a Japanese-themed room, a room with African decor and music, and so on. Then, one of these six possible settings would be chosen at random by the throw of a die. If, for instance, the die selected the Japanese setting, then the first 20 or 30 people would take the drug in that setting. Subsequently, different people who knew nothing of this previous history would take the drug in a neutral, featureless setting. If they started experiencing Japanese-style imagery, this would support the morphic resonance hypothesis.